Hey, Jefferson Graham here in Seattle at the Amazon Spheres, which is this amazing building, part of one of their many locations. I'm here with my friend Brett Kinsella from VoiceBot.ai. It's one of the great blogs that covers the connected speaker space. Brett and I have been covering this Amazon event in Seattle. I picked my winners and losers from the event. There were 70 product announcements. Two of them really jumped out at me, plus another one. Okay, two plus one. And Brett, before I say anything further, what jumped out at you?
I think we're going to be pretty well aligned that Echo Auto is an important development for Amazon in particular, because it allows you to put Alexa right in the car.
With a $50 dongle that connects to your USB and to your phone, you don't have to get CarPlay, you don't have to get Android Auto, you just bring this little $50 dongle into your car, and now you have a talking assistant that hopefully is more relevant and more accurate than my Bluetooth on my Hyundai.
Yeah, exactly. I would say the other big thing that really struck me was the new content options for the Echo Show. So there's the device, Echo Show 2, which, you know, looks nicer. I don't know if
Echo
it's
Show
that much
is the Echo speaker with a video screen.
That's right.
It went from 7 inches to 10 inches. It is replacing the kitchen television, the kitchen laptop.
Yeah, absolutely. And or like in my kitchen, we didn't have anything, and so it actually we like the Echo Show. It's okay. I think the issue is it just really didn't have a lot of content. There's not that many developers building for it. But what they announced today were a lot of television and video partnerships. And I think that's just going to make the device that much more useful. And the people that buy it this year, it's really going to make a big difference.
And the world's number one video site that wasn't available, YouTube, is now available in a workaround by using
a browser. That's right. And I was talking to one of the developer evangelists and saying, you know, this is a hardware event. And so we talked a little bit about software, mostly about hardware. But maybe the most important thing that happened was there's a browser now on the Echo Show. And he said, well, yeah, sort of.
Now, I have the Fire TV edition,
right,
which is the Amazon television. They have the browser on there. I can watch everything on YouTube. So I know the experience.
So they can't block it.
They can't block it. And it works really well. Now, the other winner was, for me, the home DVR called the Recast. Now, cord cutters rejoice because there's now a DVR without a monthly fee for $225, right, or $229, I think.
Did they say the storage on that?
500 gigs.
Oh, okay.
For the entry level.
Yep.
Then they have a one that's bigger than that. But you can't use it with a cable box. You can only use it with an antenna, which knocks out 80% of the country. But if you can get your TV via an antenna, you now have a DVR to record The Bachelor and 60 Minutes and this sport event and this sporting event. I think this is a great product because most DVRs charge you a monthly fee. Now you don't have to pay a monthly fee, and it interacts with what is the best interface I've ever seen on a TV, which is the Fire TV edition, Amazon's approach to television deal. Okay, the talking clock,
yes,
where you say, Alexa, what time is it, please? And the clock will then tell you.
Right, and it's an analog clock, and so there might be some folks out there who were born after 1990 who aren't familiar with an analog clock and what the things mean, but what the hands mean. But, you know, it was interesting. They've got the LED light, so you can set timers on it. It's not an inspired invention, but here's what I would say. It proves the point that Amazon has been saying right along. They're going to put Alexa everywhere, whether you like it or not.
Right. And if you're so dumb that you don't know how to read time, this is the product for you. The other home product is the microwave. $60 microwave,
yes,
which actually does not have Alexa in it, but can talk to your Alexa. Alexa, cook my popcorn for me.
I think the microwave is brilliant, not because everyone's going to buy it, because they aren't, but because it's a reference design. And what Amazon is showing every device or appliance maker is that you can just add a button, an input, and when you press it, it'll activate Alexa and you'll have deeper integration.
Yeah, I also think they're going to sell millions of them because so silly. It's so silly. Hey, honey, I bought you a new microwave with Alexa and it's a gift. And it's not going to be $60. It's going to be $40.
That's
right?
Yeah,
when it's on sale.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks. I think that's really interesting. You know, you think about microwaves, they're really as commoditized as you can get in a good
these days. So here's a new way to get a microwave. I might as well upgrade and get a new one. I think it's silly. It's not going to be very useful, but it's cute and it will sell. My dud was the old Echo, because that was like yesterday. Now it's all about the video screen. It's okay, so the new Echo Plus is redesigned. It's got a better speaker. Sure. Okay, and the Dot's redesigned. It looks prettier. Fine. But it's all about this video screen. Amazon products are available for pre-sale now, but don't be dumb. Wait until 2 weeks before Black Friday, when they will be drastically lowered in price. You heard it here. I got the scoop. I guarantee you they're going to go down in price.
We
Brett Kinsella, voicebot.ai, that's where you can read his writings. He's on top of the connected speaker market and the connected voice market. It's been great covering this event with you. And I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Brett, what's your Twitter?
At Brett Kinsella.
K-I-N-S-E-L-L-A.
Correct.
I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please subscribe to Brett's podcast. Same place, right?
Yep, the VoiceBot Podcast.
Okay, thanks again for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.